We're continuing the limud of Yeshiva Yisraelev for Ben Azmanim, the limud for Chav Tishrei, the fourth day of Chol Hamoed, Yom Shabbos Kodesh, Tav Shin Ayin Vav, and today's topic is going to be the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbah Beregel, of going to greet one's Rebbe on Yantiv. The Gemara derives this in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Gemara talks about it in Sukkah as well, but in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin and Beis, the Gemara derives this obligation from a pasuk in Sefer Melachim Beis. The Isha Hashunamis is going to visit the Navi Elisha, and her husband says to her, why are you going to the Navi today? Why are you going to visit the Rebbe, the Gadol Ador today? Madua at Halechas Elov Hayom, why would you go to him today? Lo Chodesh Velo Shabbos. It is neither Chodesh nor Shabbos today, and therefore there's no reason to go. Now, right away, the Gemara says, "Vam Rav Yitzchak, Gemara Roshana Tazayin and Beis, Chayiv Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabbah Beregel. Person is supposed to go visit one's Rebbe on Yantif. Shenemar Madua Atalechas Elof Hayom Lo Chodesh Velo Shabbos. Because the pasuk says, "Why are you going to him today? It's neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shabbos." The implication, therefore, is that if it were Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, one would be obligated to go, and from there we derive that a person has to visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov. Now, the obvious question that jumps out at all the Achronim from this Gemara and the Rishonim, from this Gemara Ritva already discusses, is how can we prove from a pasuk that says, why you go and visit the Rebbe, it's not Chodesh or Shabbos, that you're supposed to go visit the Rebbe on Yom Tov? If anything, we should be able to prove from there that you're supposed to go visit the Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. What does that have to do with Yantif? It seems that the Gemara just doesn't match. One line doesn't match with the next line. So that's a great difficulty in this Gemara. Now, in order to help understand the nature of this din of going to visit the Rebbe on Yantif, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perakei Halacha Zayin, Chayev Lamud Mnei Rabu Mishirenu Mirachok Meloeina Vachi Yischas Mimenu Velo Yer Kamosla V'achar Kach Yeshev, that a person, when you see your Rebbe coming from a distance, you have to stand up, even if you see him coming from a great distance, from just as far away as you can see him, and you have to stay standing until you can no longer see him. And then the Rambam says, "V'chayiv adam lahakbil pnei rabbah beregel." Person has to go visit his Rebbe on Yantif. The juxtaposition of those two halachas, and just the very placement in Hilchos Talmud Torah of this halacha, leads you to believe that the chiyuv to visit one's Rebbe on Yantif is a din in kavod of one's Rebbe. That it's a din of kavod harav, that a person has to honor one's Rebbe by standing for one's Rebbe, and a person has to similarly honor one's Rebbe by going to visit him on Yantif. Purely a din of kavod harav. The Malbim, however, in Melachim Beis Perek Dalet, and really many other Achronim, are of the opinion that this is not a din in Kavod HaRav. Rather, this is a din in, well, there are different possibilities. Some suggest it's a din in Talmud Torah, that you have to, just like there's a din, that one is supposed to be Sholem V'Dorshim Hilchos HaChag, B'Chag, that you're supposed to be Dorish the Halachos of Yantif on Yantif. So where are you supposed to learn the Halachos of Yantif on Yantif? It must be that you're supposed to go to your Rebbe to learn those Halachos. So that's how some understand. The Malbim, however, understands that no, this is an offshoot of the requirement of Aliyah L'Regel, that there's an obligation to go to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year, to bring the Olas Re'iyah, the Shalmei Chagiga, to go in the 3 regalim for every Jew, to go visit Yerushalayim 3 times a year. Nowadays we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Where are we going to draw that inspiration? That's an inspiration that we're supposed to draw when we go to Yerushalayim, that we're supposed to see the Kohanim Bavodasim, Leviim Bituchanim. We're supposed to see the inspirational sites, and that recharges us spiritually for the rest of the year. So how is someone supposed to do that when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? Where are we supposed to get that spiritual energy? Says the Malbim, that's where Chazal came up with that a person should seek out his Rebbe, seek out his personal inspiration, seek out the one who inspires him to learn. And when one seeks out their Rebbe, then they're going to be able to achieve that same result. So it comes out, according to the Malbim, that the requirement of being Mekabel Pnei Rabbah Beregel is specifically when there's no Beis HaMikdash. When there is a Beis HaMikdash, it's not necessary, because you have the Beis HaMikdash to gain your inspiration. But it's not a din in Kavod HaRav either. It's just a din in recharging our spiritual batteries like we would when we're Olah L'Regel. So again, 3 possibilities as to why it is that one has to visit a Rebbe. We have the Rambam, who seems clearly to assume that it's a din of Kavod of a Rebbe. We have the Malbim, who seems clearly to assume that it's a din in Aliyah L'Regel, in recharging one's spiritual batteries. And then I mentioned a third possibility, that maybe it's a din in Talmud Torah. It's just very simply a din that one is supposed to learn from a Rebbe, and the best way to the best way to guarantee that you're learning the right inyanim, the right topics on the Yontif, is to be near the Rebbe on Yontif. I believe Rav Avin Margolios writes this way, and many others write that way as well. So those are the three possibilities as to what it's all about. L'may nafka mina between the possibilities? Well, there are all sorts of nafka minas. One nafka mina might be, does the obligation exist when the Beis HaMikdash was around? According to the Malbim, absolutely not. You don't need it. According to the Rambam, you always have to honor your Rebbe, whether there is a Beis HaMikdash or isn't a Beis HaMikdash. If you say that it's a din in Talmud Torah, certainly one has a din of Talmud Torah when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Nafka mina might be whether a woman is obligated in this chiyuv. It seems funny to say not. The whole derivation is from the Isha Ashunam, is from a woman going to visit Elisha. But that might be nafka mina. If it's a din in Talmud Torah, then a woman probably would not be obligated. If it's a din going to honor a Rebbe, women probably are obligated in honoring a Rebbe. So you have to discuss what the possibilities are, what the din might be. Now, Nadbi Yehuda has a famous tshuva where he suggests an unbelievably beautiful chiddush on this topic. Nadbi Yehuda is bothered by a different question, but in the process of answering that different question, he also answers the question that we began with. Nadbi Yehuda is bothered that this is a black on white Gemara, and no one disagrees with it, that one has to go visit the Rebbe on Yontif. So why isn't it in Shulchan Aruch? How come the Shulchan Aruch never paskins that a person has to go visit the Rebbe on Yontif? I'm making it into Shulchan Aruch. So the or the Rambam for that for the I mean the Rambam mentions it, but why is it that it's not that it didn't make it from the Rambam into the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch? So the Nadbuta suggests the following. He says, let's go back to that original question we started with. The pasuk says lo chodesh v'lo Shabbos, and from there we derive they have to visit Rebbe and Yontif. What does that have to do with chodesh and Shabbos? So the Nadbuta says what must be happening over here is that the pasuk is revealing to us that it's appropriate to visit a Rebbe at times of spiritual elevation. Any time of spiritual elevation, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Yontif. So the man was telling his wife, why are you going to visit the Navi? It's not one of those special times. It's not Chodesh or Shabbos. But to have a chiyuv to visit a Rebbe every Chodesh and Shabbos, that can't be. Why? Because there's a Gemara Maseches Kiddushin that tells us that one is not allowed to show greater honor for his Rebbe than he shows for the Shechina. Meaning, if one greets the Shechina twice a day by being Mekabel Malch Shemayim and Kriya Shema twice a day, then there's an opinion in the Gemara and Kiddushin that one is not allowed to stand for his Rebbe more than twice a day. You can only stand twice a day because you can't show greater kavod for your Rebbe. We can't have a chiyuv to show greater kavod for your Rebbe than we have to show kavod for the Shechina. So says the Nadbi Yehuda, there never could have been a chiyuv to visit your Rebbe every Chodesh and every Shabbos. Appropriate? Yes. It's a time of spiritual elevation for sure. Chiyuv? No. Because how many times do you have to go visit the Shechina? That you only have to do three times a year. So the maximum allowed under law to require a person to visit a Rebbe is three times a year. That's what the Gemara is saying. That from the fact that we see that at times of spiritual elevation, it's appropriate to visit a Rebbe, it must be that you're chayiv to visit your Rebbe during the Shalosh Regalim. Why not more than that? Because it can't be more than that. You can't honor your Rebbe more than you honor the Shechina itself. Now, says the Nadbi Yehuda, I understand very well why it's not in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch only talks about halachas that are nogea b'zmanas that apply even nowadays. Well, nowadays, we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we no longer have a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel three times a year. Well, if we don't have a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel three times a year, we can't have a chiyuv to visit a Rebbe three times a year, because you can't have a greater chiyuv to visit a Rebbe than you do to visit the Shechina. So Shulchan Aruch Memela is not able to quote this as a halacha b'zman hazeh, because it's not a halacha b'zman hazeh. It was only a halacha when the Beis HaMikdash was around. Is it still appropriate, though? absolutely it's still appropriate. At any time of spiritual elevation, it's appropriate to go visit a Rebbe. So it turns out a little funny, you know, the Buda is almost the opposite of the Malbim. The Malbim says the chiyuv to visit a Rebbe is specifically when there's no Beis HaMikdash, because you need your spiritual sustenance from somewhere, so if it's not going to be from the Beis HaMikdash, let it be from a Rebbe. Whereas the Buda understands that no, it's tafka when there is a Beis HaMikdash that we have a chiyuv to visit the Rebbe, because it's tafka when there is a Beis HaMikdash that we're visiting the Shekhinah, so we could do the same for a Rebbe. When there's no Beis HaMikdash and we're not doing it for the Shekhinah, we can't do it for a Rebbe either.